Okay, good Erev Shabbos, and conclude Sefer Bereishis and Parshas Vayechi, which happens to be for me. I try to do my best here not to get carried away, but is a deeply, deeply moving conclusion to the Sefer, and the image of Yosef HaTzadik, who suffered so profoundly over the course of his life. And so often alone, the image of Yosef aging, surrounded by his children and his grandchildren and his great grandchildren, Odin Vun Beseva, Deshenim Ranim Yiyu, Vayar Yosef Lefraim Bnei Shileshim, Gam Bnei Machir Ben Menashe Yuldu Al Berkei Yosef. Somebody who had been ripped away from his father, somebody who lost his mother when he was 7 years old, an orphan, was alone in the world. And for Yosef to leave the world in such an idyllic way is a profound redemption. Beyond that, we're told that when Yosef died at the age of 110 years old, Vayachantu oto vayisem ba'aron b'mitzrayim, the Sforno points out, Ba'oso ha'aron ha'isa ha'chanata bo'hinichu atzmosav v'lo kivaru b'karka. They never put him into the ground. It was anoda aron l'doros. And that's why it was always known, because it was never stuck into the ground, v'ikach moshes atzmos Yosef. These words of the Sforno resonate profoundly with me, that he was never stuck into Egyptian land. Yosef lived 110 years. 93 of those years were in Egypt. He took a short trip, and it wasn't a simple trip to take, to bury his father. That was the only time he left Egypt over the course of 93 years. But in terms of his legacy, Eretz Yisrael. Look, varu bekarka. You couldn't stick him into Egyptian land. That wouldn't be possible. He didn't belong to the soil of Egypt as much as he did for Egyptian society, as much as he did for Egyptian civilization, as much as he did hu hamashbir l'cholam haaretz for the individual Egyptian person, hu hashalid al kolam haaretz for Egyptian government, vayasem, osa Yosef l'chok, Alad Mas Mitzrayim Lefaro, Ad Hayom Hazeh, Egyptian governance, not to diminish that for a second. Jews have an impact on Selam Elokim, on the world writ large. But in essence, Yosef belonged to Eretz Yisrael. Pakod Yivkod Elokim Eschem, Valisem Besatz Mosai Mizeh. El Ha'aretz Asher Nishba, Avram, Liyitzchak, Uli Yaakov. He said, when he's 110, he said when he was 18 years old to the Sar HaMashkim, when he was interpreting his dream, Ki gunov gunavti me'eretz ha'ivrim. It's one thing to say when you're 17 and you're 12 months removed, but he was 110. This isn't even the same as Yaakov. Again, Yaakov came down, he was 130 years old, he came down under duress, he spent the last 17 years of his life living very deeply, avoiding Egyptian society, Be'eretz Goshen, Beshita Be'eretz Goshen. Of course he was going to be buried with his father, with his grandfather, Kivirosi Alavosai, El HaMe'ara. That wasn't a suffix. Yosef is, the greatness is overwhelming. Yosef's sense of attachment to Eretz Yisrael, Yosef's sense of Kigunov Kunafti Me Eretz Ha'ivrim, 93 years he wasn't there, but he never lost that sense that I don't belong to this karka, for everything that he did for that karka. V'adama lo seisham, for everything that he did for those people, for everything he did for that civilization, everything he did for that government. Nobody was more involved, nobody was more deeply linked to Mitzrayim, and yet people don't understand that Hayom Hazeh, how a Jew can have dual loyalties, right? How a Jew can be a fully loyal citizen and still retain that sense that ontologically, essentially, this is not my home. Yosef is the father of that. Yosef, nobody did more, contributed more, was more loyal to Egyptian society. Vayave Yosef es kakesef beis haFaro, to the last penny. Nobody was a more compassionate ruler for the Egyptian people. Hechi yisanu nimtzachein b'nei Adoni, as they all said, b'nei avadim leFaro. And yet Yosef understood that essentially, in his essence, he belonged el ha'aretz asher nishba l'Avraham l'Yitzchak l'Yaakov ki gunov gunavti me'aretz mi'pri. In that way, Yosef created a paradigm. And this is the greatness of the Avos, and this is the greatness of those who followed them, the Yosefs and the Moshes and the Aarons and the Miriams, is that they create paradigms, they create archetypes that become part of the Jewish consciousness, that become the collective Jewish soul. That to be a Jew in Galus means to be Yosef, to be unfailingly loyal, unfailingly honest, irreproachable integrity, total commitment, right? And at the same time to recognize, right, that in an essential way, even if it's not today and not tomorrow, but that we know where our destiny is. And in that way, the present sense of commitment and loyalty to Dina de Malchusa, to Tzelem Elokim, to Shlom Haaretz, all of that is firm, all of that is solid, and the future, right, in a sense of, you know, Vav Kamzos Biosam Beretz Oyveyim, right, Vizacharti Vesaretz Ezkor, Vikibatztim, the Jew, much to Yosef's credit, has always been able to hold these two ideas together at the same time. He did not rest in Egyptian soil. He would only come to rest, of course, at the end of Sefer Yoshua in Shechem, from the very land from which he was taken. Chazak, chazak, v'nid chazek.